Weekend Breakfast on 702. Let's walk the talk.
Very good morning to you. Patrick Ruelere has just walked into the studios. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
All right. You've got a solo exhibition on at the moment.
Yes. At the Back
Factory. Tell us all about you.
Oh, my name is Patrick Ruelere, and I'm from Hammanskraal, and I'm a visual artist, a full-time. Art is my talent, something that I grew up with. So I've been drawing for a very long time, from my primary level, secondary, and then going to school. Then, 2012, I met this gentleman. His name is Soli Munyaku. He's a street artist. Then he's the one who introduced me to oil painting. At the time, I didn't know what, painting was. I only knew drawings, pencil, paper. So I was so fascinated when I saw this new medium and all these colors. So I just wanted to, explore. So he allowed me in his space, and then he taught me how to paint on Saturdays. Then when I did my matric, I had to stop a little bit of the workshop. Then I started my own workshop, and I rented a space at Magumbu's complex, just a studio, so that I can practice my, my talent. Then there I was doing commissions only, like making portraits of people. People would come into my studio and, just ask for portraits, then I would do that. Then 2017, I realized that I needed to go to school to study visual arts. Reason being is because of the money that I was receiving from, my clients was not enough and was not constant. So I was so interested to study at TUT at campus because I wanted to become a lecturer so that I can have a fixed amount of money every month. But on my second year at the TUT at campus, that ambition changed. I saw that I'm not going to be a good lecturer. Rather, focus on being a full-time artist. Then 2020, I graduated my diploma in fine arts. Then from there, I've decided to be a full-time artist, participating in competitions, exhibitions, and just, yeah.
And what I've read and seen about you, it seems to be going pretty well. It was the right way to go.
Absolutely, yes. I have, good people around me. What I realized that as an artist, you cannot make it alone. So you need, people who are, who are interested in seeing you grow. So that's why, I'm on this direction that I'm on right now.
And you clearly have those people around you.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. From my lectures at TUT at campus, and people that I meet in the gallery, outside of the galleries, and also, my artist friends. Some of them, they are my mentors, and, there's so much of the information out there. So as a person, I cannot know it all. So when I have a curator close to me, an art consultant close to me, someone, an artist who've traveled the world, so in my circle, so that gives me the advantage to,
I mean, yeah. South Africa must be an exciting space. We've got so many fabulous artists. It's such a dynamic scene, and you get the feeling that it's only just begun.
Yes, it's true. It's true. We have, international acclaimed artists, and I'm so glad that one of the people that I call my mentor, he's also internationally acclaimed, Azai Langa. Yeah, I met him back in 2015 at the Pretoria Art Museum, and he's the one that, has been, introducing me to, competitions, especially SASOL, the one that I won in 2019. So I'm so glad that I have such people around me who I can just contact, anytime for advice, people that I can just invite in my studio. So, yeah, is a pretty good sucker.
And if you got into oils later, I mean, where do you see your art going? Where, what sort of format, excuse me, mm-hmm. would you like to conquer and master?
Well, so far, because, you know, oil painting is my second medium. Mm. I haven't thought about, you know, exploring any mediums yet, because oil itself, you know, you need to master it, and it takes many years. So before moving into being a, you know, multimedia artist, I'd love to see myself somewhere, you know, see myself somewhere and reach and me reaching a certain stage, you know, using this medium and also touching a certain subject, because I'm not going to, you know, address the issues of human connection, technology and load shedding for the rest of my career. I'll have to move to other issues, you know, but that relates to me as well.
Okay, so, before we go into those other issues, mm-hmm. tell us a little bit about that, because that's the exhibition that's on at the moment.
Okay.
The relationship between people, load shedding, and the spaces around us. Tell us more.
All right. It is titled 635 Suruman, Section 6, Hammanskraal, and it is inspired by the behavior or the human connection that, you know, happens during the times of load shedding in Hammanskraal, particularly the streets that I live in. So it's a documentation of my people that I know, my family, friends, you know, so I get into their spaces and document how they respond to load shedding, but mostly focuses on how they treat each other, their human connection, how they talk to each other, because I've realized that, you know, when we around this light and power technology, we don't really, you know, spend so much, you know, we don't really interact.
No.
The connection and the intensity of the communication is not that much intensified. So this electricity cutout give us the best opportunity to, you know, see each other, you know, eye to eye, and have that deep conversations that, you know, we wouldn't have. So I
and
just
did you see that happening? Were you able to capture it?
Absolutely. That is the magic behind my, you know, my concept, my idea, and my paintings as well. You know, because I realized that, you know, not everyone is talking about that. You know, I understand and I acknowledge the fact that, you know, load shedding is terrible and it's just, you know, ruining our life, you know, somewhere. But with that, I've also considered, Uri, you know what, during closed doors, there are something special that are happening, and nobody has talked about that. And for me, you know, I realized that let me talk about that so that, you know, I can, you know, people can see what's really happening during those closed doors, you know, of, you know, brief hours of darkness.
It's an important topic because everyone just gets like really wound up about it, but you don't really go deeper into that. But it's got a seismic effect on all of us.
Absolutely. Yes, it's something that is happening to everyone in South Africa and everyone can relate. You know, it's not a foreign subject. So I'm glad that it's happening right now and hoping in the future that, you know, once it has passed by, you know, people will reflect back, you know, to, you know, times like from 2019, because it started 2019 till now. You know, people would reflect and want to study, you know, what happened, what really happened during load shedding. And I believe my artworks will be a point of reflection that, you know what, even if we had the media and everyone talking about, you know, this and that, but there was this artist, you know, at the time who was also documenting these moments, but, you know, addressing it in a different way that, you know, people were not aware of it. So hoping that in the future, you know, we'll come to that debate, you know, whether, yes, it was bad, but at least, you know, something out of it was, you know, what was beautiful, you know, we captured good moments with family, friends, and yeah.
It's important to capture the beauty in moments of horror. And I think it's fair to say it's a moment of horror. Tell us about the exhibition, where we get to see it, and also tell us about the Bag Factory and your relationship with them, how that works.
All right. The exhibition is at the Bag Factory, mm-hmm. Artist Studios in Johannesburg, Newtown, 10 Matlatini Street, and it is running from, actually it's an ongoing exhibition and started on 2nd of March and will end on the 30 of March. And the relationship I have with the Bag Factory, it is through Makati Muliwazi. She's an independent art consultant, and I met her at the Pretoria Art Museum after my solo exhibition, you know, in 2020. So she's so much interested and determined, you know, committed to grow artists. So as soon as she saw my works, you know, hanged in the Pretoria Art Museums, then she wanted to meet me, and yeah, fortunately she did. We met, and then she told me who she was. And then from there, you know, because I was also looking for someone to groom me, because I knew the power of networking as an artist, that there is no way that you can, you know, make it or just know everything. So I needed someone who is well experienced. So Makati Molebatsi, she has traveled the world and she knows so much about art, especially in the business side of it. So she is the right person, you know, who came to me. And she was also working at the Bag Factory for some time. So she knew Bag Factory very well. Then there's this artist residency in Bag Factory that is happening, whereby, you know, artists come in and there are these opportunities that are given to. So at the time, there was an artist residency, an open application. And I think we have applied, and then I was successful, you know, to be, you know, the artist who resides in the Bag Factory. Then the residency also culminates the exhibition that, you know, I had as well. So it's a resident, and as well it's an art exhibition, you know. So it's a
Patrick, I'm sorry to cut you short, we're gonna have to leave it there.
Okay.
It must be so exciting being spotted by somebody and nurtured, and lovely to see you well on your way, and look forward to seeing your solo exhibition at the Bag Factory. Speaking to Patrick Ruleri there.